This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The former owner of a Montrose funeral home has been sentenced to 20 years in prison related to selling body parts. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
Megan Hess received the maximum sentence after pleading guilty to one count of mail fraud related to the scheme. Her mother, Shirley Koch, received 15 years. Leaving the federal courthouse in Grand Junction Wednesday evening, Joy Christian looked relieved. The body of her father, Michael Holland, was dismembered and sold without her family's consent.
It's been a terrible, terrible trauma to our entire family.
A restitution hearing will be held in March. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Denver is working to move away from emergency mode as it shelters migrants arriving from the U.S. southern border. Denverite's Kevin Beatty.
Denver was sheltering about 500 people 2 weeks ago, but that number has now more than tripled. People showing up are still being sent to shelters in city-owned buildings run by city workers diverted from their usual jobs. Evan Dreyer, Mayor Michael Hancock's deputy chief of staff, said Denver needs community organizations to help offload some of that work. On Tuesday, Governor Polis announced the state will help people coordinate travel wherever they're headed. Officials note that most people have somewhere else to go. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
The governor is proposing new tax credits on electric cars, bikes, and lawnmowers. The proposal would raise Colorado's electric vehicle tax credit from $2,000 to $5,000 and give $500 off the purchase of a new e-bike. The governor says that could help Colorado's progress on clean air and climate goals. This is CPR News.